What's happening, everyone? For those of you who are new here, my name is Max Casaza. I'm a composer and teacher, and I mainly teach piano and guitar. And today I'm bringing to you a segment called Three Things I Wish I Knew Earlier About Learning Music. And the first one is that I feel the investment tangibly starts to pay off in 3 to 5 years after starting. And that's not to say you can't get immense progress in 2 years and just grow a ton. That's possible too. And I'm kind of including that. But I feel like it really starts to happen in like 3 to 5 years. There are always exceptions. But, you know what I mean? Like, 2 isn't really enough. 2 is getting there. 3 is really where it picks up. And then 5 plus, you really start to see major changes. And so, if you can really think about it that way, you won't get as impatient with yourself. And what I want to do with these videos is to provide people with a body of work that documents me living my life, and to hopefully help others on their journey, even if it's just one person 5 or 10 years after this video gets uploaded, it would still warm my heart to know I helped someone. So that's what I'm trying to do here. And so the first thing on the list is patience, because it might take 3 to 5 years at least just to hit the ground running. Really, it's not immediate at all. The second thing is when you're learning something new, it's kind of the only thing you can be doing. And that's because there's just not enough time to compartmentalize it. If you really want to understand something that's language-based, you have to immerse yourself in it. So it's not enough to just give it a little time here and there. It has to be consistent. And so you can't expect to get much out of it unless you take it to an extent that's maybe borderline obsessive. Who knows? But it's the reward or the return, the satisfaction is proportional to the time you give it. And the third thing how do I put this? Oh, I know. Find a teacher. Plain and simple. It's more of an actionable part of the it's the more practical thing you can put in place out of the list. It's you can gain from someone else's experience and not just your personal experience. So there's a lot to be said about taking advantage of what other people have already done. You know, there are people who can teach you principles that you might not have considered before. You know, they help you with what you don't know that you don't know. You know what I mean? Teachers help you arrive at where you want to go with fewer stops along the way. And I'm saying this as a teacher of kids, teens, adults, all ages. Everyone could use that kind of someone else's attention to their craft. That's just what I feel. What was I playing yesterday? Oh. Thank you. Girl from Ipanema. Use every mode. Thank you. have it. So I hope you enjoyed this video about three things I wish I knew going into learning music. And I'll catch you next time for other videos. Take care.